It's National Cybersecurity Awareness Week, and this year the focus is on your digital footprint. And on the line to talk about what this means and how to take control of it is Adrian Christie from PayPal Australia. G'day, Adrian.
Hey, Andy. How are you doing?
Excellent. Now, firstly, of course, I guess there's a number of people I could talk to on this topic, but PayPal does play a large part in helping people protect their financial information, right?
Yeah, correct. Look, it's been about 13 years that PayPal has just been fine-tuning our online mechanisms to keep Australians safe and people around the world. Around the world, we've got about 128 million people that trust their financial information with us. And in Australia, we've got about 5 million people that protect their financial information online by signing up for a PayPal account. So we feel pretty credible in this space.
Okay, well, that ties in well with this year's theme for National Cybersecurity Awareness Week of being mindful of your digital footprint. But what exactly does this mean for the average internet user?
Look, it means we should stop and just have a look at what we're doing online and really audit what we where we're sharing our information and making sure we know, you know, how many websites have our personal information. You know, we did a survey of 1,000 Australians and we found that 55% were unsure how many websites had their personal information. And we think people should be, you know, they should be aware of at least where they're storing it. And 75% of people were concerned about the information they shared online, but then we found that 67% of people didn't know how to take measures to protect themselves when they're going online. So that's what we're encouraging people to do. Think about that, and we've also got some helpful tips to how to protect yourself when you're online.
So when you say people weren't aware of how websites were storing their information, how is it that these websites are getting their information? You're talking about websites they transact with, interact with, yeah?
Sure. So if you're shopping online, if you're punching in your credit card details and your address, being aware of that, and you can't just trust every site has the best security. So what ways are there? And obviously you're self-serving, but that's where PayPal steps in on that solution. But it's also reminding people that they should have their malware and virus protection updated, and so that nobody can collecting their keystrokes and looking at what they're doing online in a way to get their passwords. And also just think about social engineering and what social engineering means, how much information you provide on different websites. Now, if you just think about LinkedIn that people use from a professional standpoint and manage their careers, people provide a fair bit of information there about their work history. Now, if you pair that up with what you share on Twitter and then you share it up with some photos from Instagram and you have a look at what you're doing on Facebook, then people can actually gain information about you. And it might mean they ring a former employer and they ask them, oh, look, I just want to clarify, I'm Andy. Accountant, I just like to get some information. But really being aware that every time you share information, people can put that puzzle together and potentially use it against you. So you should be mindful.
So what are the long-term effects of not keeping an eye on this ever-growing digital footprint then?
Look, it just gets broader and broader and the puzzle gets easier to put in place for people as they mine information about you. And something that we're reminding people this year to do is if you're in a coffee shop or you're in a restaurant or in a bar or hanging out somewhere in a public space, would you write down your address, your date of birth, and all your personal information on a piece of paper and leave it on the chair or the bench or the table? And you wouldn't. You'd rip that up before you went. You'd make sure it was in the bin. So why do we do it in the real world but not the online world where it's much easier for people to mine that information?
A good point. Now, of course, as PayPal is all about securing financial information, perhaps you've got some tips you can share with us specifically in this area.
Yeah, look, you know, as you've probably beaten me to the punch, first tip would be to use PayPal if you're transacting online.
Yes.
So make sure your financial information is secure. But what we're saying is audit. And so keep an audit to help you manage your passwords and also where you're leaving information. And the best way to audit is to get a piece of paper and write down that information and store the piece of paper somewhere safe.
Yes.
Second piece of advice, always think twice before entering details online. You know, if you do win $1 million or £1 million in the lottery via SMS, you're probably not winning any money and it's probably a scam. So just think twice about your actions in those conditions. Now, read the terms and conditions. Now, I know these are long on numerous websites, but we're encouraging people on new websites they're transacting with understand their rights. And there have just been changes made in Australia to help make those terms and conditions a lot more readable. And so they're a lot shorter today than they've been in the past.
Great.
The other one we encourage people is use trusted sites and platforms. And so if you're familiar with a trusted site and platform, you know you can transact on that. If you're using a new site or a platform you haven't used before, look up some reviews of the site or the platform to make sure it's credible. The other one is beware of phishing emails. And this is where people are trying to get information from you. Please click on this link and give me your password. Or sometimes it's suggested, there's $10,000 in your account and you sent that on an email. Some people believe the email at face value, but we know the power of Photoshop today, and people can put those emails together very easily.
Yes.
So in that circumstance, go log into your PayPal account or your bank account, make sure the money's there, and if you go in there and it is there, well, the email's true. And then watch out for duplicate websites or applications. Sometimes these are called mirror sites, and so they'll be pretending to look like a credible website. So have a look up in the URL, make sure it's HTTPS, and make sure it's the name of your bank, not a name similar to your bank. And we've seen it when we've tried to type in Google or something like that in the past, and we have too many O's or too many G's, and we're flung off somewhere else that's not the actual site that it's supposed to be.
Okay, Adrian, just back to the fraudulent email from PayPal. That's actually a good one, where you receive an email saying you've either spent money or you've had money deposited into your PayPal account. I actually received one of these, and it did look very real. It basically said, "Oh, this is by the way, you've made this transaction and spent $29 on this." And I'm thinking, "What is this?" And of course, most people then click on that. And it would take them, God knows where, and probably end up signing over their PayPal account to someone else. But specifically, if you do get a PayPal looking email that you know perhaps isn't the real deal, what should you do?
Look, you can send it to an email address we have, spoof@paypal.com, and then you'll get a response immediately letting you know if it is a legitimate email. There are some things to look out for. We'll always refer to you by first name and last name, so yes, we know that. However, there are some people that are doing what we're calling spear phishing these days, and so they're able to get your information from somewhere else and put it into your email. The one thing we encourage people is don't click on links in emails, and if there's an action that's being required via email, that same action will be asked of you if you log in online. So make sure you go back to the site, whether it's paypal.com.au or whether it's your banking site or another site. Go to the original site and go in there and see what the system's asking you to do. And always think twice, as we said, when you get these emails, because if you didn't transact that $29, then you know that it's a scam.
Exactly. Now, for more information on anything to do with securing your personal financial information, where can we go?
Look, you can head to paypal.com.au, and we've got information resources there.
Great.
Or you can head to staysmartonline.gov.au. So staysmartonline.gov.au, or just head to our security centre on the PayPal website, and we'll provide you with more information to help you keep transacting happily and safely online.
Great. Adrian Christie from PayPal Australia, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks for your time.